something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I read about a lady who was very poor. She had worked for a very rich couple. And they died without an issue. She served them for so many years. The man was very rich. You know what he did? When he was dying, he wrote a will. In his will, he willed all of his estate to that little woman who served for so long. But she was not educated. And when the man died, she felt so terrible that he died and kept that paper a long time. Until one day, after she had suffered for so long, for several years after the death of the man, in her suffering, somebody discovered that she had framed that paper that that man gave to her until they were looking for her. The bankers were looking for her. And they found her. Are you Miss So-and-so? Well, she said, yep. And they wanted to know what to do. Did he leave any document with you? Oh, there's just a little paper. She said something he left behind. And she brought this thing off the wall. And they shouted, this is the woman. She didn't understand it. She loved it. But that thing that she was kissing every day and thanking God for was her deliverance from trouble and poverty. But she didn't know it. Some of us have our Bibles under our pillow. We kiss it every morning, and we don't know what's inside. I knew a guy some years ago, his Bible fell down, and he gave himself 7 knocks right in my presence. 7 knocks on his head for letting his Bible fall. I said, why'd you do that? He said, I promised myself not to let that happen to me. It's the Word of God. He didn't want the Word of God to fall down. The Bible wasn't talking about the Word of God falling in paper. Gave himself 7 knocks. I was watching him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And that didn't bring him out of darkness anyway. Hallelujah. See, so you may kiss your Bible and your life may not change. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Are you still there? So we're reading something in First Epistle of St. John, chapter number 5. And we got to verse 10. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He says, you know it. When you believe, when you truly believe in Jesus, you know it in your heart that you believe. There are people who talk about Jesus and they don't really believe. They also know. They also know they don't really believe. When you believe, way down deep in you, you just know. There's no argument inside your heart. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Do you know what that means? He's telling you that when you hear about Jesus and refuse to believe, he says you've made God a liar, because God declared that Jesus is his Son and he raised him from the dead, and you still don't believe. He said you're making God a liar. Verse 11. Oh, I like it. And this is the record. Glory to God. It's one of the biggest verses of the Bible. I'm telling you, this verse, when you get to understand it, it'll change your whole world. Let me read it to you. And this is the record that God, I wish I had a louder voice to shout it. I'm telling you, that God hath forgiven to us. He's not going to do it. He's already done it. He says, this is the record. He puts you on notice. He says, this is the record that God has given to us. Zoe. He's done it. He's not going to do it when we get to heaven. He says, this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this, and this life is in his Son. Look at it, brother, look at it. This is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this Zoe, eternal life, this Zoe is in his Son. He that has the Son has life. Oh, glory. You see, there is the animal life. You understand? There is the plant life. Are you hearing me? Then there is the God life. Why he is who he is. Jesus said, as the Father hath Zoe in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have Zoe in himself. And now he says, this is the testimony that God has given to us, Zoe. And this Zoe is in his Son. He that has the Son of God has Zoe. Zoe is the life of God. It's a God type of life. And if you have the Son of God, you have Zoe. That's what Jesus meant when he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you must be born again. He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. When you're born of the flesh, that means you're born of your mother and your father. That's the human life. When you're born of the Spirit, you do not have a human life again. You have Zoe, the God type of life. Now that you have that life, what are you going to do about it? That's the life that if a man should have it, he cannot have HIV. Are you listening to me now? That's the life that if you would have, you cannot have an infection of any type. That's the life. That even if you were born with sickle cell, if you have Zoe, if you have Zoe, He said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. He says, marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Because when you're born again, you are born with Zoe. You become a partaker of the divine nature. That's why he said, now. Oh, I got to tell you this. He says, beloved, that's John crying out. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. He says, we may not look like it on the outside, but we know that when he shall show up from heaven, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. But now are we the sons of God. Now. I'm going to tell you about that in a moment. That's what Paul was crying out. He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Hey. You know the meaning? You know the meaning of a new creation? A new kind of man. He's a new type. Listen. In Genesis chapter number 1, reading from verse 26, God said, let us make man. Let us make homo sapiens. You get it? Let us make homo sapiens in our image and in our likeness. Because homo sapiens was not in God's image and likeness before. Are you still there? So he made him in his image. Homo sapiens used to be a beast. Homo sapiens had the high intelligence to build a city, and he did. But he didn't know God. He didn't have the nature of God. And he didn't have the image of God. But
hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life? And who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Demulegun Road, opposite Ndubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@love0360.com. God bless you.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You know the meaning of a new creation? a new kind of man. He's a new type. Paul was crying out. He said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Hey. Listen. In Genesis chapter number 1, reading from verse 26, God said, let us make man. Let us make homo sapiens. You get it? Let us make homo sapiens. Let us make man in our image. Let him look like us and function like us. He used to look different and he used to function differently. You understand what I'm talking about? So God made man in his image. From then on, homo sapiens began to look like gods. That's the reason homo sapiens has not had an evolution to look different all these 6,000 years. Because almost 6,000 years ago, God recreated homo sapiens to look like God. Are you listening to me? Now he looks like God. But then God came up with another plan. He said, let us put inside homo sapiens the nature of God. So homo sapiens became born again. He became a new creation. In Genesis, homo sapiens was a new type of man already. God came again with another type. Hey, yeah, yeah. Now that a man is born again with the life and nature of God, he's not what he used to be. He's not subject to the devil. This new creation that Paul talks about is superior to Satan. When you are a new type of being, when you are born again, a new species, you are superior to Satan. You don't need to be delivered from the devil. Are you still there? You don't need to be delivered from the devil. But when you don't know, he says, my people perish for the lack of knowledge. But when you know, the day you find out, you know what Jesus meant when he said, and ye shall know the truth. He didn't say the truth shall set you free. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There's a difference between set you free and make you free. To be set free means that the chains have now been broken and the door has been opened, and there is a proclamation, an emancipation proclamation to your credit. That is to be set free. That doesn't mean you're going to come out of bondage. The fact that something has been written concerning you that you're free will not bring you out. The fact that the door is open doesn't mean you're going to come out. The fact that the chains have been broken doesn't mean you're going to come out free. You may still remain in there. You are still not free. You're only legally free, but you're still inside the bondage. Jesus didn't say, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. He said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. In other words, when you have a revelation of the truth, he says that truth will cause you to come out of the bondage. That truth will cause you to take to your advantage the emancipation proclamation, whatever it concerns. When you know the truth, all you do is, wow, wow, I refuse to be broke. Wow. Hey. My. You say, I refuse to be sick. Wow. I just found out about my health. Wow. I refuse to fail. Wow. I'll never be broke in my life. Man, oh man, I'm a success. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. You get home and you say, wow, I just found out my children are not supposed to be sick. Wow. You said, devil, get out of my boy. Get out of my girl. In the name of Jesus. You go, wow. You say, I have a tumor in my body. I just found out the truth. Tumor, you're dead. You go, wow. Somebody say, wow. I know who I am. Wow. Say, I'm a success. How could I fail? Fail? Me? Never. God. Hallelujah. Can I tell you something? You know, when you begin to understand this kind of stuff, when you wake up in the morning, the day looks like it was yesterday. Nobody has brought you anything. Life still looks hard and dark. But this is what the fight of faith means. When you get up, you look at life and you say, I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Hallelujah. You say, I am piercing through the darkness with the light of God in the name of Jesus. You say, the darkness of poverty, I'm coming against you as the light of God in the name of Jesus. There may be nobody out there to help you, but you're not looking to man. You are not looking to man. You begin to say, they may have not given me a good job, but I'm going to be a job provider. I know. Can you shout amen, somebody? You know it. As I'm speaking now, inside your spirit, you just know this thing is real. You just know. You know it. You know it. Shout, I know it. Yep, yep, yep. I feel it on the inside. Yep. Hallelujah. Sit down. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, the future belongs to you. Can you say amen? Amen? I see the sign of greatness in you. Amen. I see it. I see it. I see it, brother. I see it, sister. I see it in you. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's finish this thing. In verse 11, he says, and this is the record that God has given to us, Zoe, Zoe. And this Zoe is in his son. He that hath the son hath Zoe, and he that hath not the son of God hath not Zoe. Hey, yeah, yeah. Now, watch this. I told you, we're supposed to know. We are supposed to know if we're born again. We're supposed to know if we're children of God. Now, let's look at verse 13. Huh. This is big. He says, these things have I written unto you that believe. Hey! Ah! If you don't have a Bible here tonight, I feel sorry for you. Look at this. Look at this. Stop. Look at it. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know. Look at it. Look at it. That ye may know that ye are going to have. That ye may know that ye have eternal life. And that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. He says, says, I've written these things for you that you may know that you have it. So I want you to know, because when you know, you have confidence. When you know, you have boldness. When you know, you can walk in the light of it. We are supposed to know. Tell somebody, I'm supposed to know that I'm a child of God. I'm supposed to know that I have the life and nature of God. He said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. We are supposed to know. Can you say amen?
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo. 267 at Dim Legum Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965. Or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.